motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Yup, yup, yup. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another spectacular mini episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listeners, have at home. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why I keep doing this sort of midnight whisper sort of thing. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Just sexy. Let's get sexy with our conspiracy theories. Let's fuck while the soft whispers of Lee Harvey Oswald play in the background. I don't know why you would fuck with Lee Harvey Oswald talking. It's probably crazy talk, but who knows? Maybe he's an innocent man. I'm sure there's some white devil out there who wants me to believe that Lee Harvey Oswald did absolutely nothing wrong. And you know what, Whitey? Can't trick me. Can't trick me. He was wrong by being a white man in America. So even if he didn't kill JFK or whoever, it's JFK, I'm pretty sure. Even if he didn't kill JFK, I blame him. I blame him for a lot of other things that he's done. I'm your host, Langston Kerman. It's a long way to go to get me to introduce myself, I guess. Either way, I'm excited to be here because, as always, I'm coming at you not with my own conspiracy theories, not with the conspiracy theories of my friends, but the conspiracy theories of absolute strangers who, for some reason, continue to invest in the stupid shit that I'm putting out in the world. Now, today's conspiracy theory is a unique one because it's coming. Usually when people send me shit, it requires me to do a fair amount of research. I have to go digging into a pile of Google searches to make sense of this whole thing. I have to be inquisitive and curious in a way that takes a little bit out of your boy, if I'm being honest. It zaps my energy a little bit. But that said, today's conspiracy theory comes from a person who chose to remain anonymous. Coward. Fucking coward. But they chose to remain anonymous, but they sent me a message where they had done quite a bit of the research on their own. You know, where they had already taken care of a lot of the work. Now, that doesn't mean it's legitimate, but it does mean they did a bunch of work. And so I'm going to read you their message, and then we'll jump into some of the research that they've assembled for me to unpack with you all. And we'll talk about it. We'll see how this goes. So this person, this anonymous coward, said, "Dear Lightskin Langston," not how I'm commonly referred to, nor is it my preference, but here we are. "Dear Lightskin Langston," alternatively Langston Hughes, misspelled Hughes, but still Hughes is what they were attempting. "I am writing with a conspiracy I know your butterscotch ass hasn't heard of because I made it up. That's right. I'm the mama. I like that. I'm here to tell you that the COVID-19 virus was not created by a government or by Chinese man eating a bat, but by two corporations looking to increase their profits, Amazon and Pfizer. Uh-oh. Check with legal if you can use company names." Well, you probably should have mentioned that before you listed the names as I read the email. "Don't want a black man going to jail for a libel? Well, it's too late. Because now they're knocking at my door, anonymous coward. They're kicking down my door to send me to jail for saying Amazon and or Pfizer. Oh, no. I'm going to attach a paper," he says. Or she. Who knows what this person is? "I'm going to attach a paper I wrote on Amazon's expansion. Only read the Amazon behemoth portion because it has all of the sources you need on Amazon's growth in the midst of the pandemic. You'll have to do your own research on Pfizer, unless you want to give me a producer credit. I do not, in which case I will demand 5% of your sponsorship earnings. Give me the coriander from your HelloFresh box, nigga." Look, man, I hate that you guys want to be so funny in your goddamn emails. Just tell me the shit that's interesting, you pieces of... God damn it. All right. One interesting fact. Oh, here he goes. It's the interesting part. One interesting fact to add to the Amazon notes. While it is the largest e-retailer in the U.S., it is the second largest in the world behind the Chinese company Alibaba. Blaming COVID on China to deflect? ? Great strategy. You better exacerbate those geopolitical tensions. Ah, I like that. I can talk more at length about why I think a company would want to start a global pandemic, but it's late here and I'm tired. I hope you enjoyed this email too. Light skin, brown skin, and dark skin solidarity. Anonymous coward. Oh, and they also said, and don't you dare use my real name or my fake name. Don't need the feds on my case like whiteness on a biracial man's conscience. Okay, bye, bitch, is the sign off. That's what this person wrote to me. Now, the aforementioned study, the case study that this person assembled is not a small assemblage. It's actually a 54-page document that they sent my way. 10,000 words that they sent to me, expecting, I guess, for me to read a small portion of it. Certainly, I wasn't planning on reading the whole thing. I'll be honest, I don't care for reading at all, which is why I'm so bad at it. But at the core of their argument, and this is where they tell me to go to the Amazon behemoth section, which I did read. I read the entire Amazon behemoth section, and afterwards I felt very proud of myself. I sat back and I said, you did it, big man. You're big and you're strong, and you'll, nobody can tell you otherwise. But the core of the argument that this person is making is that Amazon grew exponentially during the pandemic, both Amazon, the corporation, as well as Amazon's chief face. I guess now he is no longer sort of like the main guy, but at the time was the main guy, which is Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos basically doubled his billions in the pandemic because of the sales from Amazon. Now, one of the things that I think I immediately latched onto in hearing this conspiracy theory, because it is an interesting one. There's something interesting in the suggestion that corporations might intentionally introduce a type of problem. Let's be careful with our words. They might introduce a type of problem into the world that only their corporation could solve and or benefit from. That's an interesting conversation. Where it starts to fall a little short for me, or where the connection isn't quite landing in my mind, is that there's not a lot of evidence of the actual of Amazon cooking up viruses. There is a fair amount of evidence of Amazon benefiting from the virus. And I think it's one of those things that we as people might do better if we finally reach a point where we acknowledge that a lot of the people who are in power are very, very dumb. They're not smart people. And I think for years, and this is what the Illuminati suggests, this is what sort of like that deep state, all the bullshit trigger words that people have about all of these things, it suggests that there's like these masterminds sitting behind these giant tables coming up with beautiful conspiracy theories that are almost like 3D chess games that played out with poor people. And the reality is it's a bunch of dumb fucks. Nobody's smarter than George W. Bush. You know what I mean? Nobody's a brilliant person, but when introduced to the opportunity to take advantage of poor people, to make money off of those who are most vulnerable, susceptible, God damn it, do they lean in. Ooh, if there's an injured deer walking on the side of the road, you goddamn right they're gonna beat it with the back of their gun and put it in their truck and hang that motherfucker on the wall. Do you know what I mean? That's their thing. They love to see the weakest of us struggling, and then they take advantage of it more. So I say all of this to say, do I personally believe that these corporations have cooked up a magical poison to put out in the atmosphere and kill off all of our people? Probably not. Probably, I don't think Jeff Bezos is that savvy. He hasn't even learned to fix his eye, folks. His eye is still fucked up, and he has the most money, literally the most money any human being has ever had in the history of this planet. And he still cannot get his eye working the way that regular eyes are meant to work. You're telling me this motherfucker thought of COVID? I don't think so. I think what he did think of is the fact that a bunch of people were at home and stranded and without communication and without resources, and his company, which he had already sort of like laid out and had working perfectly, was in a great position to take advantage of that. Jeff Bezos, he's a monster. Let's not even for a second do I want to suggest that he's not a monster. I just don't know if he's as intelligent as some of the monstrosity that we sometimes attach to these figures. There aren't that many criminal masterminds. A lot of these people are just sort of like they're limping along and just taking advantage of us in our weakest form. I don't know. I didn't really get into any of his research. He has so much detailed research. He or she has so much detailed research here about the 37.62% increase that Amazon saw in sales over the course of 2020, and the ways in which Jeff Bezos hit it all the way into the $220 billion point. Like he's a $200 billionaire, and all of this shit is very valuable information, but it doesn't really introduce very much connective tissue to accuse this man of cooking up COVID. That said, I think he's cooked up a lot of fucked up things that are maybe worse than COVID. I think there's an argument to say that the way that that people are misusing is a probably a weighted word here. The way people are taking advantage of capitalism at this point might be worse than whatever could have happened with COVID. Capitalism's killed way more people than a fucking pandemic did, and will continue to kill a lot more people afterwards. But that's neither here nor there. I don't know. This didn't end up being as fun of an episode as I imagined, and I apologize to this anonymous coward for not giving more length to their very thought out research, although probably extremely dangerous research if it were ever to be published in a peer reviewed space. I don't know. I can't imagine that Jeff Bezos is being chill about people accusing him of creating COVID. Either way, if you want to accuse a billionaire of creating a world-ending virus, then please send your conspiracy theories to mymamapod@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And as always, subscribe to the podcast. Come on, write a review. Say something nice. Say something mean. I just need more of you to say something. Say something. I'm giving up on you. It's that classic song that I don't know which white sung it, but I liked it. I secretly liked it quite a bit. And maybe that means I'm part of the problem, you know? Maybe that means I've got to do some work on myself. Anyway, that's it. Okay. Bye, bitch.
Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.